In the Democratic Republic of Congo, soldiers have advanced towards rebel lines and renewed fighting in the resource-rich eastern Kivu province. Aid agencies are scrambling to help many thousands of people displaced by the fighting, but many were stranded despite an appeal by African leaders for a ceasefire. Rebel chief Laurent Nkunda said he welcomed calls for a humanitarian corridor, but aid workers claim his forces are attacking defenseless villagers. The Jesuit Refugee Service is operative on the ground. Communications Officer James Stapleton says aid workers are cautious.
What we'd like to have now is to ensure that the safe arrival of food and other essential items. Food and other materials are arriving, but they're not arriving in large enough quantities, and NGOs are not able to get into the places where people, where there are people who really need these items. Secondly, what we'd like to have is we'd like to have a beefed up United Nations peacekeeping mission, which would have a clarified mandate. As we said in our press statement, there was a massacre that just recently happened, just a few days ago, in Kiwanja, 80 kilometres from Goma, and one of the members of the peacekeeping force said to one of our staff members, "We're sorry, but our hands are tied." What does it mean? It means that the mandate is not clear. It means the mandate should be, first and foremost, to separate the forces and to defend the civilians. There are not enough troops there at the moment. There's 17,000 troops in the country. There are less than 1,000, as far as I know, in that part of the world. And if you like, lastly, we would like long-term issues, an agreement to tackle the long-term issues. This is a war which is about the illegal exploitation of Congo's resources. It's resource-rich. There is states in the region that are involved. There are states in the rest of the world that are interested. And we would like a frank and open debate about how to protect those resources, how to protect the population, and how to ensure the populations can go back and the country is allowed to develop.